Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. Well, the new broadcast that is called Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry. And this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, the Eliza Message. And I thank God for this opportunity that the Lord has given us to give you this message, the Midnight Cry. And wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer as we pray before we go into the Word of God tonight. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for another blessed day that you have blessed us with, another opportunity you're giving us come together to hear the Word of the Lord. Dear Lord, we're so grateful, Lord, for the work that you're doing, that eyes have not yet to see, nor ears have heard the good things you have in store for them that love you. And therefore, Lord, we thank you for bringing your people together in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray tonight that, dear God, that you will be with me as I proclaim your message unto the people in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for sustaining me and keeping me in Jesus' name. And I give you all the glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. To all of you that is listening today, welcome to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast, as we are here to give the word of the Lord Jesus Christ that he is sending through his angel messenger, this word that is also known as the Midnight Cry, based on Matthew 25th chapter, you will read what Jesus said about the kingdom of heaven is likened to 10 virgins. Amen. And Jesus has been sending his word from his presence through his angelic being to bring to his people here on this earth. And thus far, he have sent his angel 120 times. The first 30 times to a brother named Brother Otto Fetty, who was to write down the words that the angel was delivering him to him from Jesus Christ. And then to another brother, after Brother Fetty had passed, to another brother named Brother W.A. Draves, another 90 times. Who is to write down the words that the angel was bringing from the Lord Jesus Christ. So thus far being 120 times from the year 1927 to 1994. Glory be to God. And these are words of the Lord Jesus Christ sending through his angelic being. And we have been sharing with you on this lesson that is entitled Proclaiming the Midnight Cry. And for those of you who have heard part one and two, you know that we have shared with you guys that the Lord has commissioned all that have accepted this word that he has sent through his angel messenger to tell the world, to tell all nations, about this work, about what he's doing in getting a people together, causing one fold to come forth. And this word that Jesus been sending through his angel messenger, Jesus said it is the midnight cry. The midnight cry that you read about, Matthew 25, that Jesus talked about, at midnight, there was a cry made. And in parts one and two of this Proclaiming the Midnight Cry, I've been reading verses from the messages that Jesus had been sending through his angel. And I've been reading it and giving it unto you all that's listening with the view of pointing you to Jesus, because that's what Jesus said, to tell you and to point you to him. Amen. I'm not on these broadcasts to try to force anyone to accept anything. I'm not on the broadcast to ask for your address or phone number so I can literally bug you to death. That's not what I am called to do. And so I want to continue to give you more scripture from these messages that the Lord Jesus has been sending with the hopes of that you would hear this and take it to the Lord. And I want to say be careful, because you have some people, when they hear something, quote, new to them, they automatically reject it. Well, we, especially us as Christians, got to keep in mind that we don't know everything. Just because it is something that possibly you have never heard before doesn't mean that it couldn't have come from Jesus Christ. Now, of course, we know some things are obvious. We know that if some things are said that contradicts even the Bible, okay, or contradicts what Jesus said, amen, we know that it's one, it wasn't from Jesus. In fact, that is nothing that you really need to even ask the Lord about. But when it's something new that you haven't heard, and you're at the point where you say, well, first of all, it doesn't sound like it contradicts anything Jesus said, I need to pray about it. Best believe you need to pray about it. Amen. Now, I want to start from one of the other messages that Jesus sent. And this is called the 49th message, the 49th time that Jesus sent his angel messenger, September 15th, 1940. And this is what he said. He said, this is the midnight cry. Prepare. Make his path straight. Be wise in the way of the Lord. Let all be humble and seek not after the praise of men, nor the love of gain. So Jesus had his angel to tell us that this is the midnight cry. Okay. Now, in part one, we defined to you what the word midnight means. You know, midnight, for one thing, is to considered to be the darkest time of the night. And the word midnight also means deep or extended darkness or gloom. So by it being a midnight cry, it is a cry during a time of deep or extended darkness or gloom. In other words, it is a cry of the Lord, or the Lord having his angel to cry his message to, in this time where spiritual darkness have covered the earth, where gloom have covered the earth. And at a time that when this is happening, where many of God's people hope has been fading. And as I said before, there are some that have been told and even taught that the Lord God does not speak today. And they have been told that God spoke back in the days of old in the Bible, but he would not speak today. And there are some who have taken hold of that and started to believe in that. And the Lord has been sending his angel messenger to let them know, yes, I do speak a modern word today. Amen. And this word that he is speaking this day, that he has been sending through his angel messenger, is called the midnight cry. The cry in the darkest hour. Hallelujah. We can see this in this world today. Because in one category, you can look at the, for example, persecution. Over there in the other countries, brothers and sisters in Christ are being killed for the gospel. They're being killed for the name of Jesus, being persecuted, not just verbally, but physically persecuted because of their belief in Christ Jesus. Oh, my God, a dark time. Glory be to God. In a dark time now where that we're seeing that more laws are being orchestrated, created, or made to fight against the ways of Jesus Christ. And people, I'm here to tell you that, glory to God, it is going to get more intense because the agenda of the enemy, especially working through man, is to shut down Christianity completely, to shut Christianity up completely. Now, for some of you who are proclaiming to be Christians, but you sleep, don't worry, you finna get awakened. Because whether you believe it or not, even at this hour, they're trying to think of laws that they can come up to shut the mouths of Christians. Amen. And in this hour, also where there are some believers who starting to see those who they was around who once proclaimed to be believers themselves, starting to turn more to unholiness and unrighteousness, and starting to put down holiness and righteousness even the more, to where that the true believers is now becoming troubled in their hearts. At a time right now where that true believers have seen Christianity as a whole, and their eyes are opening to the fact that Christianity is so broken up that it's not laughable, it is saddening to a point where it will make one shed tears to know that the people of God is separated. Now, I know that there are those out there who claim to be Christians. When you address them with such a problem as this, they're very quick to answer, we're all serving the same God. Well, Christians, we're supposed to be. But the problem is we're not all listening with the same ear, okay? We're not listening with the same ear, okay? And for some reason, we think that the Lord Jesus Christ is satisfied with the condition of Christianity today. For some reason, we seem to think that. Notice I said we seem to think that. That's not actually what the Word of God shows us. The Word of God shows us, when you look even in the Bible, that God was always for unity among his people. He is not for separation. We're living in a time now among Christianity that we're so broken up in fragments, it's pitiful. But in this hour where there's true believers whose heart has become saddened and saddened and saddened through the things that they're seeing that's happening among the Christians or in the Christian community, who's starting to think that, hey, the Lord is not going to do anything. He's not going to move. Oh, this is the way things are going to be. Well, glory be to God. Jesus wants you to know at this dark hour, he's been sending his word through his angel. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to read a scripture from another message called the 70th message. Message number 70. Amen. Once again, I'm reading to you the scriptures of what Jesus is saying in these messages he's sending, what he's saying about the midnight cry. And he sent this message out August the 20th, 1947. Now, I want to reiterate again and say again that whenever Jesus sends an angel of the Lord, we must remember that this angel comes at the appointed time of Jesus. Any angel of God, he does not come. No angel of God come upon your appointment book, okay? Not about your appointment book. It's about the appointment book of the Lord. So if you are visited by an angel of the Lord, rest assured that he was sent to you by Jesus. The next thing, rest assured that Jesus knows he's visiting you. Okay? So you ain't got to never worry about in prayer saying, Lord, your angel visited me last night, and the Lord goes, say, what? When? What the hell? happened? He did what? Who was it? You ain't got to worry about that, people. You ain't got to worry about that. Now, in this 70th message, the Lord commissioned his angel to tell us this. Let the assured way of the Lord be your way, for I bring peace in the way of deliverance. I speak the Lord's words, for his ways are just. Get this. He says, I proclaim the midnight cry. I bring peace. Let it remain among you, in your gatherings, and in your homes. Did you hear that? Now, the Lord had this angel to tell us that he proclaims the midnight cry. Hallelujah. Now, when you go to the Bible, Matthew 25, glory to God, I remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is likened unto 10 virgins, okay? 5 wise and 5 foolish. Now, remember, the wise and the foolish, the wise took extra oil, the foolish did not. Remember, the Bible said while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept, okay, the wise and the foolish. And it said, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Now, remember that these virgins represent the whole Christian world, the whole church world, okay? That's what these virgins, okay, represent. Now, Jesus, in sending this message through his angel, is telling us that it is his angel that is giving this cry. Because when you look at what Jesus said in Matthew 25, at midnight there was a cry made, who made the cry? Who made the cry? It wasn't the sinner man. Because remember, the sinner man is spiritually dead or cut off from the presence of God. So it wasn't the sinner man. And guess what? It wasn't the Christians. Why? Because remember, they all slept in slumber. So there has to have been a heavenly being making this cry. You get what I'm saying? And Jesus is letting us know through the sending of his angel that it is his angel who he had appointed to make this cry. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord Jesus Christ. Sending his angel to make this cry in this midnight hour. The darkest hour, this darkest. You know, you got people saying, this world going to get better. I said, no, it ain't. Okay. The only progression that's going to be is in the true believers. Okay. But this world in itself, because remember, the world itself walks contrary to the walk of God. So anytime you are in sin, you're not going to get better in sin. Now, we got to remember that because, you know, we even got some Christians that said, oh, the world, you know, the world's going to get better. No, this world right here, you know, no. Because once again, when you are in sin, you're not going to get better, okay? And see, sin is just all over the place here on this earth. So it's not going to get better. The only peace, true peace, is going to be found among the believers. Amen? Among the believers. Now, some may be listening to this broadcast and say, you know, you're very narrow-minded. Okay, and if you say that, hey, I still love you anyhow. But I'm going to be straight and give it to you as the Lord have me to give it to you. Amen? Come straight with it. No game plan. Just coming straight. Amen? Hallelujah. I want to read from another message. And this is called the 83rd message, the 83rd time that Jesus sent his angelic being. And like I said in part one or part two, one of them, that as we go on with these broadcasts, we're going to go more into this work. And, you know, when I was on God's Word Demand broadcast, I did some broadcasts on it, but the Lord is just dealing with me in my heart to do it again, to speak on it again, okay? Because I can see the urgency at this time, the place of this work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, remember, what I'm giving you in this midnight cry is of the Lord Jesus. This is not a broadcast to uplift the church that I belong to. Now get that, okay? Ain't got nothing about uplifting the church I belong to. It's about uplifting the word and the work of Jesus Christ, okay? Because there may be some of you that's listening and you thinking, oh, here's another one claiming he got this from Jesus. This ain't nothing but a stunt for him to uplift his church. Well, not hardly and not even close. Okay? No. This is about uplifting the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in this 83rd message, Jesus sent it out February 14, 1966. He says this. He says, this is the midnight cry. Join ye to the rest and peace the Lord can give. Go ye to meet the Lord in service to the people. Your reward shall be sure. You hear that? Amen. These words that Jesus is sending, once again, it is a cry in the midnight hour to God's people to come together and what? And meet the Lord. This message is calling the people of God to come together. I'm talking about truly come together, people. We ain't talking about that we all serving the same God, talk to over there. Listen, we got to be real with this thing. And some of us as Christians don't want to do it. Christianity is not together. Christianity is not truly together. We're supposed to be, but we're not, okay? Because if we were, some of the works that's going on now, you think, man, if we were really one, man, it would be greater works than what you've seen happening is going on now. I mean, you've been seeing greater healings, greater miracles, you name it. But we're not one. We're not one. We, like I said, we're supposed to be, but we're not. He said, come, join ye in the rest and peace that the Lord can give. Amen. I thank the Lord Jesus for this midnight cry. I thank the Lord for this message. And as I've testified a few times before, and some of you, perhaps some of you that's listening to this broadcast have heard it before, and then possibly some of you are newcomers, new listeners. I started going to church because for the matter was, I was going with this young lady and she invited me to church. So I started off going to church services because of her. When it got to a point where I looked at the word of God and said, oh, this is interesting, you know, and I always wanted to know certain things from the Bible and stuff like that. I said, oh, this guy. So now when it got interesting to me and I accept Jesus Christ as Lord, it wasn't no more about going to service just because of her anymore. It was about going to service because I wanted to go to serve the Lord. And when this message was presented to me, there was a brother named Brother Albert Clark. Amen. Whom I heard speak on this message, proclaim this message, but at the same time, always telling you that if you don't know if this work of, is this the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, that this is true, he said, you better get yourself a witness. And I admit, the first few times I heard him, but I didn't really hear him, if you know what I'm saying. Until once again, you know, this thing started to become more curious to me, and I'm starting wondering, okay, what is it about this work? And I come into the church, and this was the first church I ever came to, not saying no other churches, nobody in the other church have not experienced an angelic coming. There are others, no doubt, I know have. But this was the first church I ever came to and never heard of that made the proclamation that the Lord Jesus was sending an angel from heaven to church. And so seeking and asking Jesus about this work, I got a witness from him that this is his word and this is his work. So like I said, once again, it was no more about going to church services because of the young lady I was, quote, calling myself going with. We was, quote, boyfriend and girlfriend. But it was about going because I knew in my heart that was the thing to do. Amen. See, some of you have come, quote, to represent Christ or come to Christ in connection with association. And you think that association is going to keep you there. Now, God will use association, you associating or connected to somebody to lead you, bring you to him. But what's going to keep you is the witness and being rooted. Okay? Now, see, that's what I had to become. I had to receive the witness of Christ and be rooted in his word concerning this way. Amen. Now, I want to read another message, and this is out of the 85th message, message 85, called message 85 and 30. And this is what Jesus said in sending his angel. He said, this is the midnight cry. The great confusion must fall. Pentecost must come. The outpouring of the Spirit must be even to those that are far off. Now, in this verse, the Lord authorized his angel to tell us this, that this is the midnight cry. Then there's a hyphen. The great confusion must fall, okay? This midnight cry is to bring down confusion, get this, especially between Christians that has kept them separate from one another. You remember the Bible tells us that a kingdom against a kingdom cannot stand, and a house divided against itself cannot stand, okay? And the house of the Lord here on this earth is divided, okay? Therefore, when the greater test arises, she won't be able to stand. Because remember, the Antichrist is seeking to rule the world. And we cannot stand against the, quote, wiles of the devil as Christians as a whole because we're separated. Only a unified Christian group of people is going to be able to stand. And see, this midnight cry is to bring down this confusion. There have been confusion among Christianity. And the thing that saddens my heart many times is that some of us Christians do not want to discuss it. It's like some Christians have come to accept that this is just the way things going to be. Well, I have to be honest. If I didn't know what I know now, I would fall among the same category with them. Because I would think the same way, that this is how it's going to be in Christianity. This is how it's going to be as a Christian, okay? But I thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ, what he has revealed unto me. Glory and honor to his name. And the Lord has blessed me to be able to stand and defend his cause. Amen. Because anytime you're witnessing for Christ, you're going to have to make a decision whether you're going to stand or not. Too many of us as Christians, we're so passive that it's mind-boggling. And we think that when Jesus tells us to love, that means that you don't stand. Well, I'm here to tell you this day, okay, that, amen, you're going to face, as a Christian, keep this in mind and remember, that you are going to face confrontation. Some of us seem to think that because we are Christians, that we would not encounter confrontation. And some of us that have, we have shrinked, we have ran off, and we have hid. We have done like Adam did when he sinned and he fell. God come in the walking in the cool of the day. What do? Adam and Eve takes off and go hide. Okay? Instead of coming to God, they ran away from him. And too many of us as Christians have taken on that role of running. Now, I know personally that the proclaiming of this work and this message has and will draw persecution. Because as we have stressed to you guys before, who have listened to us, part two and part one, that this way of the Lord is a meek, humble, or lowly way. It is not a way of glamour, fine and bright lights. It is not that way. It's not a way where men is being elevated to be looked at and to be worshipped. It's not that way. It's not a way to try to become famous or some type of celebrity. Because now we're seeing, even in the pulpits, man has taken on the mind to become famous. Glory be to God. To be famous and to be worshipped in the eyes of man. Amen. Which this type of spirit has grieved many of true believers who are seeing this. And they're thinking, this is how it's going to be. But once again, the Lord had me to tell you, not so. Because he's been sending his angel with his word at this hour. Amen. The midnight cry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Cry in a dark time, in a dark hour. Just when you think that the Lord is not concerned, he shows you, yes, I am. Hallelujah. And here's the thing with Christianity. We're going to be delivered. We're going to have to accept the hard-born truth. What is that, Brother Nate, you may ask? Well, for one thing, that the position and the condition we are in today, talking about as a whole, is not pleasing to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, I know there's some of you out there saying, well, once again, we all serving the same God. Well, do you think that he's pleased on the way we serve him? I know some of you said, well, I believe so because I try to do what I can to please God. Well, many or some of all of us would like to lay claim to that. I have done it myself. But that don't mean that we ain't never miss it. And it don't mean that you can't be missing. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you from what the Lord revealed, one part, we have been missing it. Because the way Christianity is functioning now as a broke up, fragment, separated unit, I'm here to tell you, is not pleasing unto the Lord. There has been a confusion that has been going on among Christianity. And one of the things that this midnight cry, when you read these messages entirely, message 1 to message 120, you will notice that in these messages, Jesus is speaking to things that has caused confusion among Christianity and separation. I'm not talking about some little minor, something that's a little minor something, because we all have had disagreement with one another, but I'm talking about the things to the point where it has caused true separation. The thing that's really keeping his people coming together and truly being one. He speaks to this. Amen. And he speaks to it because one thing about Jesus, if you and another believer are in an argument, Jesus know how to settle, okay? Amen. See, we as man, we're subject to say, I don't know what to do. No, I don't know what to do about this situation. I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. Well, you ain't got to worry about Jesus doing that, okay? When the disciples now, once again, was arguing about who's the greatest. It didn't say that Jesus had to really think a while to see how to handle this situation. He didn't have to do like us. You know, we're subject to be sitting there pondering our minds so our head will start hurting. Jesus didn't have to sit there and say, now how I'm gonna settle this? Or when they came to him, the Bible didn't say like he got caught off guard and didn't know what to say. He knew what to say. He knew how to settle it, okay? And he has been sending his word through his angelic being to settle matters that have separated his people, that have brought confusion among the people of God. And there's some many things and some many teachings that have brought confusion among the people of God. Amen. And we have some that would teach the people that the Lord has accepted the way things are now. Well, that didn't come from Jesus. Okay. I know for a fact that didn't come from Jesus. And when you talk to some Christians, when you truly get down to it, you'll find out that some of them really don't want to be one. You know, one of the things I had noticed over the years, I'm talking about the past like 20 years or something like that, that when it comes to truly being one, that there are some Christians who do not want that. Oh, yes, they will holler, we're serving the same God, and God is our Father. They'll holler that in a heartbeat. But when it really comes to being one, they're guessing. Well, you may say, well, why is that, Brother Nate? Because one of the reasons is they are afraid of someone taking their members. Now, some of you may say, now, that's just ridiculous what you're saying, but that is true, okay? Some of these pastors wouldn't want to get together with you because they feel like you're a threat to take their members. So one of the reasons why Christians have not fully come together is because that there are those, there are some who, amen, are afraid that, hey, you're going to take my members. Amen. Lord help us. Lord help us. Glory to God. Help us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We need him today, people. We need the Lord today. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, your message, Lord, that you have blessed us with today. Amen. And Father, we're grateful for such a time as this that you have given to us to go into your word. Father, I ask, Lord God, that the message I've given, that dear Lord, that you will water the seed that I've sown and cause the increase to come forth in the name of Jesus. So Father, I thank you. I praise you, and I magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory, glory be to God. Well, I thank God for this time and opportunity to share the word of God with you all. The Lord say the same. I'll be back tomorrow night with another broadcast. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.